Flex. It's time for another Legend Cast. You can follow the Legend Cast at The Legend Cast on Twitter. And why don't you join the six or seven followers we have there, because we just started it. So go ahead and do so. Thinking of doing a Facebook page, but for right now, my personal Facebook page is enough, which is Facebook/LexDaily and also Facebook/OfficialLexDaily. You can find me on both of those, and you can find me and talk to me on there. If you want to get involved with the Legend Cast, just send me some stuff you'd like to hear, or if you've heard me tell stories over the years about certain bands, because I've told a bunch of them on the Lex and Terry show, I'll be happy to reiterate them on the Legend Cast, play some of the stuff from them, and kind of give you the idea of what went down, like I did with Nirvana a couple weeks ago. Rick Rubin is a big influence in my career. I had no idea I was working with him directly so many times, but I was. Mark Dedea was a friend of mine that worked directly under Rick, and we had to call up radio stations and promote these great records to them, stuff like Masters of Reality, Black Crowes. Let's see, who am I missing here? There's plenty. The Four Horsemen, Wolfsbane, Jesus and Mary Chain. This is all Deaf American stuff that we got to work with Rick Rubin's company on. So I have a lot of Rick Rubin DNA in my career, and that is cool. But the more I think about it, I don't see how anybody can have any career in the music industry and not run into this guy somewhere. He absolutely has been involved in just about everything. He was, and there's no mistaking it when you talk to most people, along with Russell Simmons, the perpetrators of hip-hop. When you talk Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, Public Enemy, and, of course, Run DMC and their collaboration with Aerosmith, which officially, commercially launched hip-hop, you see Rick Rubin right in the middle of it. He has also worked with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Black Sabbath, Slipknot, Slayer, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jay-Z, Danzig, the Dixie Chicks, Johnny Cash, Metallica, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Weezer, Linkin Park, The Cult, Neil Diamond, Mick Jagger, System of a Down, Rage Against the Machine, Melanie C, Audioslave, Sheryl Crow, ZZ Top, Adele, Lana Del Rey, Lady Gaga, Kanye West, and Eminem. The guy is a fucking icon. I am so happy to be doing this Legend Cast, but I'm sorry to tell you, we're not going to get all this in one Legend Cast, so this is going to be a two-parter, my friends. But let's go ahead and get this going. Since Def Jam put out LL Cool J first, let's play it first on the Legend Cast.
Motivated, a percussion. It's no story for this story. It rocks
Hip-hop, Aerosmith's collaboration with Walk This Way, which was actually a suggestion to Rick Rubin from a friend of his at Spin Magazine that they collaborate. Aerosmith, who was having a very hard time at the time. As a matter of fact, to us in rock radio, Aerosmith's career was all but left for dead, and we thought it was over. A lot of drug and alcohol problems and everything else. All of a sudden comes the collaboration with Run DMC, put together by Rick Rubin and Russell Simmons, and there it is, the birth of commercial hip-hop. That song and that act is pretty much considered the gateway for making this all okay, and from there, it just busted out. And we'll get to Rick Rubin's involvement in hip-hop later on in his career. But at this point, he has a parting of the ways with Def Jam Records. At this point, there's no bad blood between him and Russell Simmons, who's moved on and started building his empire in other ways. But other executives who came into the fold took his place and had a parting of the ways with Rick Rubin, who took his act to Los Angeles and formed Def American Records and started getting involved to just let the record industry know that he is serving notice and in town. Started getting involved with bands like Slayer, The Cult, Danzig, The Four Horsemen, bands like that. And Rick Rubin was, according to us anyway, in the music industry. Yes, I followed him to Los Angeles shortly thereafter and started having a lot of dealings with Rick Rubin through Geffen Records and Def American Records. He is absolutely an idol of mine, and he's 6 years younger than me. He was born in 63, and he is just a genius. From the get-go, the guy just has a vision of music that nobody else has. But here's the thing I love about Rick Rubin, and this is the thing that really makes me think he's just better than everybody else and more amazing than everybody else. He takes a band, sees them, and makes them sound like they're supposed to. I know music is art, and it gets shaped, and whatever it is, it is. But to me, he makes a band sound like it's supposed to. This is something he did with The Cult. This is something he did down the road with guys like Johnny Cash and everything else. But as far as I'm concerned, he gave The Cult their career with the album Electric, and he got Slayer off and started too. As a matter of fact, let's just have some fun here. This is just fun stuff. This is the part of Rick Rubin's career I love. So back to back here, we're going to play a couple of Cult records, and we're going to start you off with some Raining Blood. This is Slayer on the Legend Cast. We'll be right back. That is a song that Rick Rubin produced after Sonic Temple, which was two albums in a row. The Cult just nailed it. Sonic Temple was produced by Bob Rock, but the Cult Electric is what put them on the map. Rick Rubin produced that record. Then they did Sonic Temple, which was huge, and then he made that song with them. It was for some shitty animated movie. I can't remember what it was. It was like Cool World or something like that. Kim Basinger was the female voice and was the animated hottie in it, but that's what that song was for. But I love it. I thought it was kind of unique how he made the Cult sound in it. How he kind of old-timed the microphone there for Ian Astbury. Just cool stuff. It's just kind of what I like, man. Now, let's talk a little Deaf American action. We're talking about bands like Danzig, the Four Horsemen, Wolfsbane, just to name a few that Rick Rubin put together when he put Deaf American together. He definitely was getting into the grungier, harder-type sounding acts at the time. Coming along later, though, where was him getting involved in just about everything, and that's probably going to be part two of a Legend Cast, because this guy's career covers so much landscape. He's so iconic. I just can't tell you what he's got his fingerprints on in 1 hour. It's just impossible to do. So we'll keep telling the story up to a certain point for this hour, and then Legend Cast Part 2 with Rick Rubin will take place, I promise you. Right now, though, this is something that's going to be fun to do. This is a song that we made fun of a lot on the Lex and Terry show. Anytime we just wanted to, get pissed off or, show our attitude, we would sing this song just loud and proud. But in L.A. when it came out, man, everybody was like, this is so fucking cool. Of course, produced and found and on Deaf American Records by Rick Rubin, Mother from Danzig on the Legend Cast.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world?
Tell you what it's like.
This band right here was so shitty with executives of record companies, nobody would touch them as good as they were. But Rick Rubin did. The Four Horsemen on the Legend Cast.
I still fucking broke.
Out of the pages of like a humble pie rocking at the Fillmore. Four Horsemen, Rocking Is My Business. Reminds me of I Don't Need No Doctor on the Humble Pie Rocking the Fillmore album. A lot like it, actually. Except the only thing that ever bothered me about I Don't Need No Doctor was it was 9.5 minutes long and it was live, and it was a little That was my only problem with it, really. I just don't like fucking long songs. I never have. There's a few of them I endure or put up with, but to me, the 3.5 to 4.5 minute kick-ass song is the way to go. Love that song right there. That band was so horrible with record executives, like I was telling you, that only Rick Rubin would touch them. They swore like crazy when they went on tour. You know, they couldn't go on stage at events and stuff like that because it was motherfuck this and cocksucking that, and because this lead singer was so good but was just completely not going to play. And you know, to all of us in the industry, we're like, that's cool, that's legit, that's the way you should be. At the same time, we're kind of going, just back off a little bit, dude, and you guys are going to be huge. And he just couldn't do it. Frankie just couldn't do it. And the Four Horsemen never really went on to materialize into anything heavy, which is just a shame because they are really good. One of the bands Deaf American played with was a band called Masters of Reality. He brought them by the office on the back of a truck for this band to play. They were really unique looking, and the lead singer and guitar player was like kind of big and, you know, kind of looked like a bus driver or something. Didn't look like a rocker or anything like you would see on stage in Los Angeles at all. That's all I remember from it, other than I thought they were really fucking good too. So let's go ahead and play you some of this, because chances are you're not going to get to hear it anywhere else except on the Legend Cast.
Yeah.
And that's the genius of Rick Rubin right there. The Jesus and Mary Chain, Psycho Candy is the album, Just Like Honey, the song. Sounds like nothing else that he produces or even gets a hold of, but for some reason he collaborates with this band and gets the sound out of them that he's supposed to. It's his vision. He sees it. He hears it in his head. He makes it, and it's a hit. I'm not a big Jesus and Mary Chain fan, but that song is just so haunting and so good and so different from everything else he produces. It just makes me appreciate Rick Rubin even more than I already do, because it tells me that he absolutely knows exactly what to do with a band when he gets a hold of it. And that is the mark of a great producer. But he's also, at this moment in his career, a very mighty and amazing record executive. This guy, at the time, is just absolutely killing it out there. Everything he is making is getting signed. And at this point, he really starts feeling it. He feels like he can work with anybody and do anything with anyone. And he does. And we're going to get into that in the next Legend Cast, Part 2. Like I said, the man's career is too iconic, too big, too much serving of our musical DNA in all forms. Hip-hop, rock, metal, death metal, rap. It's all there. You'll hear in the second part of the Legend Cast about Rick Rubin, which we're having a great time doing. Until then, we are saying goodbye. Want to thank Drew Hillis and Mike Young at DBC for making sure we have this great app, LT2, and a chance to do these great shows. Of course, on the app is the Lex and Terry Show 24/7 every day, and a chance for you to leave messages for us if you want to do like your head farts or stuff like that, the things we do on the show. You can see on the app where you can do that. We get them, and we play stuff on the air if it's good. So have some fun with the app. It does some cool things.